In Iraq, U.S. officials estimate about 4,000 Iraqi police have been killed, more than 8,000 wounded in the last 2 years. Corruption is rampant throughout Iraq's police force. But as NPR's Ann Garrels reports in this letter from Baghdad, there are still good cops on the streets of the Iraqi capital.
I had a recent encounter with Baghdad's police following a minor traffic accident. It revealed just how corrupt the system is, from the cop on the beat all the way up to a judge at the Ministry of Justice. Everyone but one honorable soul demanded a bribe. "I'm just doing my job," said Ali, an honest rookie at a neighborhood police station. But he says he's in the minority.
"10% are like me, perhaps less than 10%. There are policemen and commanders who don't deserve to wear the uniform. They were brought in because they're loyal to one or another specific group rather than the country."
Turnover in the police force is high, given how many policemen are killed, wounded, or quit because of threats. But the line of those wanting to sign up remains long.
"You either become a policeman or a soldier, or you sit at home jobless, or you're seduced by criminals or terrorists."
Starting out at $350 a month, police salaries are good by local standards. And then there are the bribes. Recruits often pay a bribe just to get into the police, and the price has steadily increased. Earlier this year, Ali sold what he could to raise $700, the going rate at the time.
"But a good guy got me in. As far as I know, I was the only one at the academy who didn't end up paying. The majority of the Iraqi police love to go out on patrols and checkpoints because it's where they can make money from bribes. When there's a particularly big case involving thousands of dollars, our commander assigns it to a corrupt officer, and they split the take 50-50.
The U.S. has been trying to reform the police, but Ali has seen little effect at his precinct. In addition to corruption, he says police give in to pressure by Shiite militias, political parties, and tribes.
"When we carry out our duties and see militias committing atrocities on the streets, we can't stop them. We can't question them. If one of the militiamen is arrested for one reason or another, they will send a representative to our police station, and our guys, who are already rotten, will release him immediately."
Just this week, Ali's colleagues released 4 bodyguards working for a senior Shiite politician. They were arrested for doing a little business on the side, extorting money from local businessmen. Their boss appeared at the station, and lo and behold, the guards were freed. But Ali says there is a red line.
"If some guy kills innocent Iraqis with a roadside bomb, there's nothing the militias can do for him. He will go before the courts."
But if a bomb kills American soldiers, Ali says it's another story altogether.
"If a bomber targets Americans, there will be pressure on us, and he'll get released."
That pressure comes from both Sunni and Shiite extremists who want the U.S. out of Iraq. Ali is studying for a degree in tourism in his spare time, dreaming of better times. But he doesn't anticipate there will be peace anytime soon and has no choice but to continue in his present job, as perilous as it is. For now, the wonders of Baghdad are bombings and gruesome victims of sectarian war. His protection is a prayer he recites every morning and night. The Prophet Muhammad said whoever reads this prayer will be guarded by 4 angels. So far, it's worked. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.